CPA Mobile.
Anybody on this frequency, W2T Mobile.
Say, Will, there, Mr. Rusty, and how have you been? I haven't talked to you in a month of Sundays.
Doing pretty darn good. I've gotten myself engaged, going to get married next February, and moved in with her, and, you know, so I don't have any HF equipment up. I've got the only got the 2 meter in the car right now, so, you know, things are looking good, and my life is feeling better, feeling, more attached to people these days. So what you been up to, Dave? Still playing tennis?
That's where I'm headed right now. And I'm playing, from 7 to 9 times a week. So, but anyway, still enjoying it.
Well, I was on my way to do a property inspection over on Lawrence Road, and I was within 2 minutes of being there when the agent for the property called me and said, well, they want to cancel or delay it. I told them they had to call the people I work for, and I would just notify them that they had called me. So, you know, I'm almost all the way over there to where I was going to be, and I've burned my gas, and so far I don't know that I'm going to get anything out of it right now. Kind of upsets me, but I'll get hold of somebody here shortly. Maybe they'll call me back before I get back to the house. Anyway, so things been going pretty good for you. How's your health been holding up, my friend?
Oh, it's been doing good. I turned 70 December 28th, so I'm not getting any younger. I'm doing about the same, I guess. I don't have any complaints.
Good to have complaints. Nobody listen to you anyway. And you're still a spring chicken. I'll be turning 78 in April, so, you know. But life is good right now. And I've got a new woman in my life, and she and I are good for each other, and we've been going to the same church for a number of years, and she lost her husband a couple of years ago, and of course I lost my wife about 12 years ago, so, you know, and we have found each other, so that makes life good, and driving into this sun is miserable, you know, I'm facing probably, and getting a reflection off the car as it stops in front of me, so I'm getting a good double dose of sun this morning coming in the front windshield.
That's a bummer. If you're driving on Wade Hampton, say eastbound in the morning and westbound in the evening, or, you know, when the sunset, yeah, it's pretty rough. I don't miss any of that, that's for sure.
Catch it when I've got to get out and do things like this and all. But I'll catch a little bit of the evening sun, the afternoon, the sun as it's going down when I head for my 5:30 handbell rehearsal. And then by the time I get through with that and are heading over to my barbershop rehearsal, it'll be 6:30 and it'll be more towards dark, so it won't be so bad then, but I'm over here on 290, over here intersects with Reedville Road, so I'm headed back to the house and all, but got all dressed up, work clothes and everything on, and now they canceled it, so. Oh, well, I guess I'll get contacted by the people I work for here in a little while, and I'll find out what they want me to do about this one, or if they got a call on it. So that's the way that goes. And also, it's a Monday.
There's a saying for that, all dressed up, nowhere to go. So or are y'all moving into a new house for both of you?
Well, this is the new condo that she just bought. She's been living there less than a year. In fact, I helped her move a lot of her stuff over into it and all. She had a house. This will be, it's new to her and it'll be new to me. So we're going to be living there and all. It's a nice little two-bedroom unit and no big backyard, but I'm going to have to figure out how to secretly put up some antennas so I can get on HF and do that, because it's a condo complex and they've got an HOA, but I haven't seen anything that says no antennas, because a bunch of the units have got satellite dishes on them. So, you know, that's a little flaky on the antenna regulation, you know.
U2TKB4CPA. Yeah, I agree with you. If they're going to allow one antenna, a satellite dish, then they have to allow them all. It's either all or nothing. So, you know. I'm very fortunate that I have those trees in the backyard, and they're all in a row, and they're all the same height. So, I don't know. I don't know what you got over there. I'm part of a group on Messenger, and this guy was gonna run wire around his antenna. I mean, around his gutters for an antenna, but we'll see how that works.
You know, a guy, I used to talk to him on HF that lives out in Texas, and he lives in an apartment complex. And for his antenna for HF, he got permission to run the wire the length of the building on the gutters and attached to the gutters. So that's how he's got his, that's where his HF antenna is. And he ran one wire from one corner down to a ground rod, and that took care of the grounding. And he gets in pretty good. He runs 100 watts out there where he is, and I've talked to him several times. I haven't recently, of course. I haven't been on the air in probably about 3 weeks to a month. So that's what you do, you know. W2T Mobile.
Did you know about the 2-meter antenna you can make out of some of the satellite dishes? There is a thing on online that shows you how to do that, and you can use a satellite dish to transmit and receive on 2 meters FM.
About that in the past, and I may look that up, but 2 meter is not going to really be a problem. I don't think getting 2 meter up is going to be a problem. Problem is going to be getting an HF antenna, but I'll figure something out. K5WALL sent me a thing, emailed me a thing, link to a diamond antenna that's a vertical. You put it up and you extend it when you want it, set it up in your yard on a spike that's in the ground, and do your HF, and then when you get through, you take it down, pull the spike out of the ground, and, you know, hide it away. So I'm going to look into that and see what the cost is on that. So it gives me, I'm getting some options, so I'll work on things like that and see where I go from there. Well, David, good to talk to you. Oh, by the way, do you have any damage from Helene?
KP4CPA. No, not really. We just lost power, but pretty much everybody else did too. And let's see. we had a few limbs that broke on the oak tree, which is a massive tree. But anyway, but they weren't big limbs, and we got that all cleaned up. So anyway, I'd say we came out pretty good, especially compared to a lot of people.
Down on my trailer. No trees down at Elaine's house. Just a couple of branches came down, didn't do any damage. So big thing over here was, well, where I'm living with her, the power went off Friday night and came back. We had our power back Monday afternoon. And all, but we didn't get our internet until this past week. So, but over my house around the corner, the internet was back on Wednesday of the week that the power came back. All right, David, we'll all talk to you later. I'm about back to the house here, and I need to get inside. And we shall talk to you after a while. KB4CBA, W2T73s for now.
Seawell, good to talk with you, and it's been a while. Glad you're doing okay, and congratulations on the getting married there. And I have to send you a link. There's a thing on Facebook. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a young, fairly young couple. Young, well, especially compared to you and I. And the guy does all the talking. The wife never says anything. And but he talks about, you know, men and what we have to put up with, and it's just hilarious. And the wife, she reacts, but not verbally, you know, just her face. And it's hilarious. But anyway, you have a good one. And I will talk to you later. W2T KB4 CBA Mobile 73.